Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I love hosting this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight, I'm so excited to have Orlando Mendez, a second-generation American with deep Cuban roots, on the cusp of something remarkable in the country music scene. Hailing from the vibrant city of Miami, Orlando's journey from a childhood dream to becoming the Cuban cowboy is a captivating narrative of determination, family bonds, and an unwavering love for storytelling through music.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Orlando. How you doing, man?
Hey, Sorontos, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about this persona you have. How'd that come about, man?
So I spent a while back in South Florida and kind of moved my way up through the state of Florida, gigging with my band. We played 4 or 5 shows a week, every week. And I remember one show I was at down in Miami, and somebody yelled to the stage, "Hey, you're the Cuban cowboy." And this persona of the Cuban cowboy on stage kind of came to life, and I liked it. I thought it sounded cool, so I ran with it.
That's awesome, man. So tell the fans a little bit about what you play and when you started playing it.
So I'm a country artist. I love country music. I found a deep passion for country music at an early age. I think I was around 11 or 12. Found my way into the music of Darius Rucker and Billy Currington, Dierks Bentley. Man, I fell in love with the storytelling and with the fullness and the rich lyrics in these songs. And so fell deeply in love with country music. Finally, when I started touring, I knew that was the music I wanted to pursue. Country, I throw a little rock in there as well, and we have a great live show, I think.
Yeah, it's awesome. Do you play any instruments?
I do, yeah. I play some acoustic guitar.
Okay. And obviously you sing, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about your songwriting process. How do you come up with something?
So for me, like I said, I love storytelling. For me, it's a lot about imagery and visuals. It usually starts for me with one little phrase, right? I have a notes app on my phone that's full and full and full of these little phrases. You know, one of them was "Heart on the Line." You know, "My heart's on the line," which we'll get into later. But another one was "Long Gone Lullaby." And sometimes I only have these few 2 or 3 words. And then I start to think, well, what inspired me to write that? And it usually comes from moments in my life, periods of my life where either heartbreak or joy or sadness or loss. And I start to build this story from these small one-liners. And that's kind of how I start with a song and put some melody to it.
Awesome, man. So what was the first tune you ever learned as a kid?
First tune I ever learned as a kid had to be a U2 song. My first concert was a U2 concert when I think I was 9 or 10. And so I think it might have been Vertigo. That was the first song I kind of learned to sing.
Okay. Did you have any teachers that you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah, I mean, I had a bunch of great teachers growing up. I had a vocal choir teacher, her Mrs. Stemmer. We can give her a shout out. Had a great drama teacher, Miss Jessica Fox, who taught me a lot about stage presence and mixing acting and singing, which I've tried to do the rest of my life.
Yeah. Okay. What is your fondest musical memory of the last decade?
Ooh. Well, I would say I've had two. One of them was The Voice last year, being on the set of The Voice. The blind auditions was something I never expected would go that well. I went into that blind audition just praying for one chair to turn around and just an opportunity to be on the show, and to have a full 4-chair turn was one of the biggest surprises of my life. I never would have expected that. So that was surreal in itself. And then I had another great moment this past weekend. I went down back to my hometown of Miami, Florida, and played the Country Bay Music Festival, the first big country festival in my hometown of Miami. And wow, what an honor, right, to ring that in my hometown with a spectacular lineup. It was pretty surreal as well.
Awesome. What do you prefer, old records, tapes, vinyl? What's your passion there?
Oh, I love vinyls. I had for a long time. I had a long time a record player. I'd buy vinyls, and my mom had a bunch of old vinyls as well. I would play them out loud there in the house.
Okay. Is there any musician, dead or alive, that you would give anything for to be in a room with?
Yeah, there's so many of them. There's so many of them. I think one of them is definitely Bono, who was, like I said before, has been a huge inspiration to me. But I think another one is also Chris Stapleton. You know, he's probably one of my greatest songwriting and also vocal inspiration. So yeah, I think Chris would have to be one of those guys.
Tell us a little bit about how you handle mistakes during a performance. Do you just let them go, pretend they didn't happen, make fun of them? What's your secret there?
Yeah, I think you got to feel out the vibe of the crowd. I mean, sometimes it's, you know, most of the time I try to cover it up, just keep going. I mean, you know, it seems like a big deal to you, but for the most part, the audience, unless it's egregious, the audience really doesn't catch it all the time. But then if it's a fun, easygoing crowd, I might poke a joke at it, you know, just mess that one up, you know, or something.
Yeah. It reminds me a couple of years ago, I don't remember, was it the Grammys where Adele was singing and she just stopped it after the first 30 seconds? And I was like, wow, that is really bringing it to light, because, you know, I didn't think it was a disaster.
Right.
She could have certainly gotten by with it, but that tells you a little bit about what a perfectionist she is too.
For sure. And to her, it probably felt like a disaster. And she's like, I don't, you know, want to start that over. But you know, the audiences are pretty forgiving, I find, for the most part.
Yeah. They almost want you to succeed. I don't think they go there and think, hey, I'm going to just rip on this person.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the song that we're going to hear in a minute here. What inspired it? What do you want to take from it when we're listening to it?
Yeah, so Hard on the Line was written. I always say it's one of my most vulnerable songs. I do like to dive deep into emotion, especially emotion during tough times. And this song was inspired after I came off the set of The Voice. It was a time of kind of a fork in the road moment of what do I do now? Right. I had this huge experience that brought a bunch of great accolades and, you know, awesome exposure. And then it was all stripped away. And it was like, well, now I have to kind of reinvent myself. And what do I do now? And it was this feeling of loneliness because no one around me understood what I was going through. And I linked that feeling with also some heartbreak I had been through, relationship wise. And this song was born pretty much saying my heart's on the line. Right.
Yeah, you know, you've been to the top kind of and the bottom in the same day, right? Because you're right, you have all this exposure. And I'm sure there's all this drama about American Idol, The Voice. Oh, people don't make it, or a few make it, or it could be a little confusing, I'm sure, sometimes too, right?
Absolutely. And they don't, you know, not a lot of people talk about post, you know, the show where you come off of it and you're like, well, now what do I do, you know? I had this big moment and now it's just like, good luck, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. I can relate a little bit, not quite to what you're describing, but I think it was over a month or so, like my Spotify streams like quadrupled and you're like, wow, that's great. Nice. Yeah. And then they go back to normal and you're like, well, what caused that? You know, and when you're an indie and you're not with a label, you have no idea and you want to keep the momentum going, but sometimes these little pockets of things happen and you just can't really put your finger on it. So I can relate a little bit, but obviously yours is a much different situation.
Right. But yeah, it's very similar. I've had that happen as well. You know, you have even on social media, you have a TikTok or an Instagram video do really, really well. And then on the next one, you get no sort of love on it. And it's, it can be confusing.
Yeah, for sure, man. All right. I'll tell you what, take a listen to this from the Cuban Cowboy, and then we'll come back and talk some more. Okay.
I could turn back the time, I wasn't so numb. I wish I could pour back this wine into the bottle instead of my cup. Oh, but these feelings keep flowing, rushing like navy blue waves crashing upon my shore. My heart's been so damaged, oh, by some burdens and baggage that I just can't heal it no more. So baby, hold me tonight, so that I won't be lonely. Some people tell me I'm fine, some people say they don't know me anymore. Cause I've been through some peaks and some valleys, I've seen some highs and some lows. Look at the cuts and the bruises from taking all of the blows. So baby, if you're gonna leave me, just leave me, don't worry girl, I'll be fine. Just know my heart's on the line. Wish I could turn off my mind, cause my body's been needing some rest. I wish I could cut off the flow, my brain to this thing in my chest. So baby, hold me tonight, so that I won't be lonely. Some people tell me I'm fine, some people say they don't know me anymore. Cause I've been through some peaks and some valleys, I've seen some highs and some lows. Look at the cuts and the bruises from taking all of the blows. So baby, if you're gonna leave me, just leave me, don't worry. I needed you, baby, so where the hell did you go? And you can leave me tomorrow, but tonight don't let me go. And baby, hold me tonight, so that I won't be lonely. Some people tell me I'm fine, some people say they don't, some people say they don't. I've seen some highs and some lows, the cuts and the bruises from taking all of the blows. So baby, if you're gonna leave me, just leave me, don't worry girl, cause I'll be fine. Just know my heart's on the line.
Orlando, that was a really cool song, man. Thank you for sharing it with us here tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for playing it. It's always awesome to get my songs in front of a new audience, so thank you.
Welcome. So what do you got going on for the fans? What's coming up next for you?
So I'm recording a lot of music. I want to go into next year the same way I went into this year, which is a mindset of setting a foundation of, you know, getting my catalog out there. People can start hearing my sound and getting out on the road as well. So you can be on the lookout for an EP coming early 2024.
Okay. One of the things I like to ask a lot of people about are scams in the music industry. There's a bunch of them, right? Yeah. So tell us about any you might have fallen for, anything you've heard about, just so we can kind of protect each other.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch out there. You have to be careful. I mean, playlisting scams I've been a part of, you know, especially early, the, you know, first song or two I dropped, I wanted, you know, ears on it. I wanted to get those streams. So you kind of fall for anything and you're like, oh, you can guarantee that I'm going to be put on a playlist. That's great. And then you get put on the, you know, said playlist and it's a bunch of, you can tell it's a bunch of bot listeners and not helpful when it comes to streaming and building an audience. So there's a lot of that. You have to be careful.
Yeah, man, that's so frustrating because like you said, we want to believe and we want to throw $5 or $10 or, you know, some money at something. And yeah, there's nothing more discouraging than that. That's probably so common.
Oh, absolutely. It happens. I hear it from my artist friends every day. And So many people have been caught up in that, and it could be detrimental. I mean, I know Spotify's starting to crack down on bot listeners, so they're even talking about taking down profiles with a bunch of them. So,
yeah. What's your favorite jam of all time?
My favorite jam of all time. Wow. I think one of them would have to be "What Are You Listening To" by Chris Stapleton. One of the first songs I ever learned how to play on guitar, and I would sing it at every single gig I had. Definitely that's one of them. "Beer Never Broke My Heart" by Luke Combs. You go into my other kind of inspirations, and you got the song by Dave Matthews Band, Number 41. There's so many of them.
Yeah. Okay. What's the strangest compliment you've ever gotten about your persona?
Ooh, that's a good question. Strangest compliment I ever got. A lot of people compliment, like they say you have nice teeth. I think that's kind of a weird one. I've gotten that a few times. Like, hey, nice teeth.
That's funny. Okay.
I've got one time sometimes I wear like a button down shirt and I'll unbutton a few other buttons to kind of bring out that little Miami or Cuban flair, whatever. You see people in Miami dressed like that. And, yeah. You know, I've got nice chest hair. yeah, it's kind of weird.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Tell us your spirit animal.
Ooh, spirit animal. I feel like my spirit animal might be a gorilla. I always somehow am gravitated towards gorillas. When I'm scrolling through TikTok, I'll stop at any gorilla video. And I think there's something about, they're so powerful when they have to be, you know, when they get into a big moment and they start pounding their chest and they're so powerful, but yet they're also kind of chill. And I think that's how I can be. You know, I'm chill day to day, and then I get on stage and I kind of turn it on.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Tell us where people can buy your stuff, stream it. Where can they find you?
So you can find me Spotify, Apple Music. Just look up Orlando Mendez, wherever you listen to music. I'm out there. Instagram, you can follow me, Orlando, the letter J, Mendez. You can find me there, Orlando J. Mendez Music, on all the social media platforms.
All right, man. What was the coolest gift you gave someone that you could admit to on the air?
The coolest gift I ever gave someone. I've written songs for people, which I think that is kind of a special thing. I've written songs for girlfriends. I've written songs for my aunt when her father passed away. I wrote a song about him, and I think that was special.
All right, man. I want to thank you, Orlando, for being on the show, man. Love to have you on again anytime. Very cool.
Absolutely, Sorontos. This is a great time, and I thank you so much for having me on and allowing me to share.
You're welcome, man. So thank you to all the fans out there for listening to the two of us and spending a little bit of your precious time with us. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world, too. My name is Sorontos. Please join me every single Tuesday night here of these amazing artists sharing their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you guys. Have a great night.
They say we live in two different worlds, but I say, you're a gift, a gift from heaven. You're the perfect, perfect fit. And now you've given me the gift of a wedding, the perfect gift. We might not get tomorrow, so let's give us a try. Live, laugh, and love until we die. Not give in to hate and deny. Love is love, is love, is love. With you right now, no love. Love, is love, is love. You are my true love. Love is love.
They say we don't fit, but I don't, just don't know how I.
For listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.